Today, the SCOPA sitting was again overshadowed by the ongoing conflict between SCOPA and the State Security Agency, who continues to refuse to respond to information requests. SCOPA holds a mandate to perform oversight of the audited financial statements, comment on the audit reports of organs of state, and request information that is relevant to its mandate. In this instance, SCOPA has, during this term, focused very much on the failings of SOEs, including Eskom, Prasa and SANRAL, and the rolling damage caused by them to the economy. Part of this oversight is following up on the Cabinet decision made in 2014 pertaining to the need to screen and vet executives at these SOEs. The wheels of SOEs are oiled with public money, and it is entirely reasonable to monitor progress in the vetting of the executives concerned, particularly given the amount of malfeasance and corruption highlighted in reports from the SIU and the Hawks. The SSA and the Minister were therefore invited to meet with SCOPA on Wednesday, the 9th of November, and brief the committee on progress made in this process. The committee was, however, informed at the last minute that the SAA would instead brief the Standing Committee on Intelligence in a closed meeting and accordingly refused to appear in front of SCOPA. This is totally unacceptable, and SCOPA has received two legal opinions in the last year which state that the accountability for financial management of the SSA may reside with the Joint Standing Committee, enabling reporting to both Houses of Parliament. This, however, is not an exclusive mandate, and SCOPA may request documents pursuant to their oversight in specific areas. SCOPA is thus empowered by law to request an update on the vetting of employees of SOEs and is critical to its mandate to receive them. For the Minister to argue that giving such an update as part of the sole accountability to the JSCI is leading to a situation where the Minister is deliberately hindering SCOPA from performing its mandate. This deliberate infringement of Section 56 of a national constitution, which gives the power to the National Assembly and its committees to call for information or for parties to appear before it or its committees, should be condemned in the strongest terms. I should be raising questions to the Minister at the soonest possible opportunity about his thwarting of the mandate of SCOPA.